Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WOKV News Time is 8:42, and we've been telling you this morning about the grilling that the CEO of TikTok got yesterday on Capitol Hill, really highlighting the battle between the U.S. and China over the social media platform. We have Fox News' Evan Brown here to talk to us about what happens next and a little bit about what happened yesterday, Evan.
Yeah, good morning. You know, one of the interesting things that happened yesterday was that both the Republicans and the Democrats on the committee were seemingly aligned with their questioning and grilling of the TikTok CEO, Shouzhen Chu. Well, normally that doesn't happen. Often when there's these controversial witnesses, one side is doing the grilling, the other is allegedly or arguably running for or providing cover for that person. That did not happen yesterday. Both sides were rather adamant that TikTok is up to no good and that it ought to be curbed. And they demanded answers from Mr. Show, and they were seemingly not happy with his answers, which were, I think, by any stretch of the imagination, evasive at the least.
And obviously, it's ByteDance, owned by it's a Chinese company. And so there are clear issues with the Chinese government that might be a concern. But why is TikTok so different for people that are just figuring this out and listening?
Right. Yeah,
why is it different?
Look, it's not news that an app you use might gather data on your usage of the app, right? That goes on all the time. You know, people seem to really generally be okay with it. After all, you're using their app. You want them to know what they're, you know, how you're using it to help it improve. The difference here is that TikTok is, and of course, people have also been very much aware of other social networks that have been abused by bad actors to perform influence campaigns, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or whatnot. The difference here is that the network itself, TikTok, is part and parcel of the Chinese Communist Party and its indoctrination efforts and its propaganda efforts. So in this case, it's not someone abusing the network. It is the network itself doing the abuse. And in this case, they're not just gathering data on your usage of the app. They're gathering data on what you do throughout your day by virtue of accessing your phone. Now, they can take perhaps, you know, maybe they can access your financial information or your health information, but they can also begin to build a behavioral profile on you based on your movement throughout the day and where you're going throughout the day and what you're doing with your phone throughout the day. Multiply that by the 150 million Americans using TikTok, you begin to see how they can form this mass group behavioral patterns that they can exploit, not necessarily to exploit for the purpose of advertising. I guess most people probably might not be, you know, all that perturbed by advertising, but it's more than that. It's editorialized content that you don't necessarily know is influential, but it's influential. And what is it influencing? Is it influencing just purchasing patterns, or is it influencing voting patterns? Is it influencing your associations? What is it doing to children? Remember the Tide Pod ridiculousness from a few years ago?
Right.
How do we know that there's not bad actors on the other end of TikTok with a few keystrokes sending our children videos that make light of self-harm or stupid activities like ingesting laundry detergent for a joke that could theoretically cause real physical harm to a lot of people, mostly children, all at once? That's the scary part. And there's really nothing stopping the Chinese Communist Party from doing that. And one might even argue that they're intent on doing that.
Right. And there were some parents there yesterday talking about just that. Their son dying after watching disturbing content on TikTok. Taking his own life. So, yeah, a lot to be discussed. And there are already some restrictions on TikTok, right?
There are some, and there are supposed parental controls that TikTok has enacted. And TikTok is also, yesterday they debuted this mitigation effort to secure American data and to keep the American side of the app away from supposedly keep it away from Chinese government regulators and operators, and that's they're calling it Project Texas. It was sort of poo-pooed by the congressional members yesterday, saying, well, you're telling us you're not up to bad things, but here you are coming up with a protocol so that you don't do bad things. So are you doing bad things? Well, we can't answer that. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly received as a serious effort.
Right.
Congress is considering an outright ban of the app, mm-hmm. or a way to force the purchase of the app by a U.S.-based company. But parents, you have a way of banning TikTok yourself, and that is by banning TikTok. I'm going to assume that you, as the parent, own the device that your kid is using. You're paying for the service. You can decide what your kid does and doesn't do with it. And of course, there's always the hammer on the phone.
Throw it out the window. Yes, take the hammer to the phone.
Down the toilet. I guess I'm an old-fashioned parent. I don't know.
Well, that's actually a good point because, right, we do actually here in America have control over what we want to look at, what we want our kids to look at. So, good reminder, Evan. Thank you so much for your conversation. WOKV News Time, 8:48.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.